Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us for hour number two to get things started, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, oh, by the way, Kyle, here he comes again. Get ready.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
He's doing flybys tonight, Kyle.
Well, that's good, Bo. He's got to make sure everything's working just right for the
yeah.
run.
Yeah, and we've got a caller on the line. It's Elliot in Wesley Chapel, so let's go over to him. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Glad to be listening to you guys this morning. It really sounds refreshing. Look, I'd like to share some very important news with you, and I'd like to get your opinion on it.
Sure.
On Newsmax, anchor Rob Schmidt yesterday reported this at 9:45 a.m. that an official from Texas learned that head justice John Roberts voted against President Trump's fraud case because he was afraid riots would break out. Now, that's what Rob Schmidt said, and they were rioting before the nations cast their votes. You remember that. Now,
yeah.
Professor, my question is there any way we can do a recall on this guy? Can Roberts be removed? John Roberts is a left-winger chosen by the Bush, by Mr. Bush, President Bush, that is well connected to the deep swamp around the Beltway. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to
okay.
say, guys.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, basically, I know that we've heard about these kinds of things before, because what were they even talking about with Kavanaugh when they were confirming during those times? Well, we'll just impeach him, or we'll try to get rid of him if he ever gets to the bench, kind of a thing. Well, evidently, there may be some kind of constitutional provision in this, in the sense that judges are supposed to hold their offices during good behavior. So what is that exactly does that mean? Can they be removed by impeachment if it can be shown that they're not behaving properly?
Well,
those kind of things. So it'd be very, very muddy to try to do that.
Well, first of all, they are not elected, so they can't be recalled, but they can be impeached. You're right.
Right.
They can be impeached. But it has to be, when it comes to a Supreme Court judge, it has to be for something really egregious. Now, just because he's not agreeing with the majority of the people and he's agreeing with the minority, which he seems to be doing lately, he seems to have gone over to the dark side, doesn't mean that that's grounds to impeach him. There would have to be more than that. Now, when he did make the comment, and I heard the comment, that they were afraid that there would be rioting and blood in the streets and all that stuff, here's the problem with hearing the court case pertaining to the ballots. And this is another reason why the courts don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. They are afraid of just that, that their decision, if they made one for Donald Trump, it's not the Republicans that would get out there and do it. It's the Democrats, and they know the Democrats would get out there, and they would just burn the cities to the ground if they can do it.
Well, exactly right. And of course, we've seen...
And they're afraid of that.
Yeah. I think that they're probably right about that. But the thing is, Captain, is that, you know, now we have to sort of evaluate where we are as a country.
That's right.
As a society. Because any kind... See, here's the thing. As we're growing up and we're learning about, you know, our system of government and all these things, the idea of thuggery is really unthinkable. In other words, thuggery is something that happens in 1930s Germany. Thuggery is something that happens in a banana republic. Thuggery is something that happens in another kind of society somewhere mm-hmm. else, but not in America. And here we are faced with this now.
And then the other thing that was out there yesterday that came out about John Robertson, this has no basis or no proof of all, and I was sorry to see that on the Internet. They're out there saying that there may be a connection between John Robertson, Jeffrey Epstein, and that little island down in the Caribbean. He may have been taking trips back and forth. There is not one iota anywhere of proof of that of any kind. And people have got to be, they can't just throw something out there because they want to hear themselves right or render some sort of opinion and opinionate the news. Again, that's called editorializing the news. And you got to be very careful. And people were taking that story and they were running with it and they were sharing it, going, look at this. This is what's going on. Well, no, it's not.
Well, that's right. Well, in that case, it's kind of, remember, the show me the money? Well, the show me the proof. These kinds of accusations are big time, horrendously bad. And so, if you can research a story, if there's something to it, then we look at it more closely. But just accusations, they don't hold any water.
Yep, you got it. Okay, and thanks for the question, Elliot. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, you're willing to, we'll give you the number. It's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And oh, by the way, when we come back, I got to tell you what's going on in Oregon. And we had a big to-do down here in Florida with a church family group. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you all are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, folks, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield you got. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're down here in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance because they will work anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas. Remember, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim. You'll get a premium quality windshield, and they'll drop $100 right in the palm of your hand after they get done when you mention me, the captain. Now, the number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Right on cue, Kyle. Right on cue.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, let's go back here to what I was going to mention. Oregon is in the news because a $62 million coronavirus relief fund for black residents was suspended because they've lost how many millions of dollars, Kyle?
Well, from what I know, Captain, they've got $8.8 million left
in their account, which they're depositing.
Oh, left.
Yeah, yeah, they're depositing that with a federal court while there's these legal challenges that are pending with the whole.
Well, the question is, what'd they do with all the money? Because they certainly didn't vaccinate a bunch of people that they thought they were going to, or
right.
or give, you know, treat them and all that, right?
Right, well, exactly.
Give them the tests and all that stuff, because that means a lot of money went somewhere for the wrong reason, probably.
Well, maybe it's the Joe Biden model of you know, charitable things.
Hold your hand out?
Yeah, I guess so. But basically what this centers around, Captain, is that this is being challenged on a constitutional basis with the idea of distributing money based essentially on race. And really nothing else, according to the complaint. So the judge in the case didn't issue any injunctions for a time. She denied two previous requests, but is now given a preliminary injunction to stop the fund right now from distributing any more money on the basis of race while this is going on. So stay tuned for this. There'll be obviously more to come.
Now, Florida just had a very strange PPP case. Where we had a family that was running a fake, and I use the word fake, Florida ministry, and they were caught fleeing the state with shredded documents in an attaché case they had with them, which showed what they had done with the money, $8.3 million they'd gotten in fraudulent PPP loans, because they got it for a church that they didn't have, they got it for a ministry that they didn't have, and again, this is another situation where here's another bunch of money that just up and literally disappears because people had a nefarious reason for getting their hands on it and never should have got it.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, the whatever checks and balances there were obviously not followed, especially if they were able to defraud the government like that. And so that's on the one level. The other level, of course, is it drags the ministry through the mud again with somebody trying to essentially profit off.
Because the other guy was Joel Osteen.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of churches.
$4.4 million he got for his church.
Well, that's right. Exactly right, but we know he's not going to go across the border anytime soon. We know
that.
It's right there in Houston. But
I get the fact that people work for these churches and all that sort of stuff. I get all that, but still, you know, this is just getting screwy, really screwy.
Well, there's a lot of questions about, and because these loans went out so quickly, and with the idea that they were trying to help everybody and this kind of thing, that unfortunately, you know, I think there's just a lot of stuff went through the cracks, no doubt about it. But and also the complexity of it, a lot of business people that I've talked to, the complexity of it was very disconcerting because, again, it would be great to get money to pay your people, but then you could end up owing a lot of tax later on, more money that you probably wouldn't have. And I do know a small business person who's able to get a PPP loan, and that helps sustain his business for a time.
Now, the other thing is we've heard that Walgreens is going to be administering the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and there's the final preparations are being made on that right now. What can you tell us about that? When are we going to see that? That's going to be the individuals being vaccinated literally in your neighborhood Walgreens. Drugstore.
Well, yeah, that's what we hear now. Not all the Walgreens drugstores in that vein. They're all not all of them are tooled up to be able to do that kind of thing, for one thing. So we'll have to see how the logistics can be worked out. But what we have been hearing from officials is that it would be very similar. You're going to go down to a Walgreens. You may go to a CVS. Whatever the major brand is in your region, basically, and try to do that, and then also, of course, through your own healthcare providers, whether it be a particular healthcare provider like Kaiser Permanente that's out here in California, it would be like getting a flu shot. That's they're trying to make it that simple, basically.
Now you know who Charlie Kirk is, right?
Yeah, commentator, absolutely, author.
Yeah, he's an author and a young man who has a radio show now on Salem, I believe, Washington, D.C., is the flagship station for his Salem show. But anyway, he was one of the people that was nominated yesterday to a commission the 1776 Commission to Promote Patriotic Education. Isn't that something by President Trump?
Well, that is really cool, I have to say, because, again, the history of the United States is just being dragged through the mud. It's being trashed at every single juncture. And, again, part of that, and I'll just say this real briefly, part of that is trying to impose, you know, modern-day values or modern-day perspectives onto historical figures from 300 years ago, basically, or more than that, or maybe 150 years ago. And so, but we throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, for example, the trashing of the Founding Fathers is a terrible thing, but the Founding Fathers, without the Founding Fathers, without them creating the U.S. Constitution, hashing it out the way that they did in the Constitutional Convention, we wouldn't have the country we have today. We wouldn't have been going in the right moral direction for the last 250-plus years if it wasn't for them.
Okay. And something from Microsoft yesterday that I should have mentioned earlier, but I didn't because I just now dug it up again. Something from Microsoft. The Microsoft president spoke out about Russia's alleged hack on the U.S. government, and he called it a moment of reckoning. And obviously it is because, again, we don't know how deep this thing has gone. And a lot of people are going, well, how come the president's not saying anything? Well, I don't think you want to say much of anything at all when something like this happens until you got something to say that's constructive rather than just, yeah, they did this, because all the media wants to know is, well, what did they do and how bad is it and whose fault is it? Is it you? That's all they want to do.
Well, that's right. And I don't think President Trump will say an awful lot about because that's, you just don't do that.
No, but, and I get it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But you know who's also not being talked about or asked about this really is the former cybersecurity chief who was fired by President Trump. And they love to talk to this guy on the different shows as long as it was, well, there was nothing wrong with the election. There was no interference or no intrusions or things like that. But now, that guy's name is Krebs, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I got a problem with that. And I got a problem with him because all of this happened on his watch. It goes back to March of this year when this started. It all started on his watch. And he was talking about, well, how good things were and how great the election was going to be. Oh, no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, because this has been going on. And when we talk about the Department of Defense, Commerce, Energy, and other State Department, for goodness sakes, you know, Captain, this, you know, if whatever data is downloaded or being able to be put together, that can spell a real, real doomsday scenario. So again, that's why it's important for the U.S. to keep quiet about this right now. Don't let on and then punch back in the appropriate fashion, whatever that might be, in order to guard our national security. No matter who the president is, no matter what party's in control, this is a major, major wake-up call. And I just hope and pray, Captain, that the Democrat Party officials, really do take this seriously and realize that, you know, this isn't a political thing now.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, Dr. Fauci, dreaming on. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Don't be with your family. Don't be with anybody. Don't go to church. Don't do this. Sure. Watch us. Just tell us not to do something and watch and see how fast we do it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, met with the FBI on Friday to discuss Congressman Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee regarding the California Democrats staying on that committee. McCarthy says,
I had questions about whether you should. That's the one question that was asked.
Do you think we're moving
on the issue with President Swalwell? I just think the appropriate thing, he should not be on it.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the second to clear that bar in the United States. The Moderna decision comes a week after the FDA authorized the use of a COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and the 5 days after the nation launched the most urgent and ambitious vaccine campaign in its history. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, Farrah & Farrah is a legal firm with offices in both Florida and Georgia, so our affiliates up there in Georgia and around the state of Florida, listen up, because here's more about them right now.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
Now, Don't forget, there's somebody there right now to answer your call at 877-245-6707. That number, 877-245-6707. And Farah, their name is spelled Farah, F-A-R-A-H. So it's farahandfarah.com, their phone number to reach them, and you can reach them right now, 877-245-6707. Farah and Farah. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You know, Kyle, another reason why this the government spending bill, probably didn't get passed, is they like to stick a bunch of pork in it, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Well, the Democrats reportedly tried to sneak the waiver in for the Biden Department of Defense nominee, General Lloyd Austin, into the spending bill, and the Republicans didn't care for that.
Well, exactly right. So he would require a waiver because he hasn't been out of military service for 7 years yet,
right,
in order to come in and lead the Department of Defense. That could be very, very well be. I think that shows that maybe what their confidence level is in even getting them confirmed, maybe, or even how much of a fight they're going to get on that. And so by putting it into this bill, which they think, well, it's got to go through somehow, maybe they thought they'd make an end run around it.
Well, there's a lot of people that still have a bad taste in their mouth because of General Mad Dog Madison, him going over to the dark side, which is what it looks like happened. You know, he's a great military person. He did a tremendous job in going after ISIS. But then once that was done, then he decided that he was going to play a little politics. And apparently that wasn't working too good for him.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now, the other thing is the United States has blacklisted China's top chip maker plus 60 other entities in China. That's a big deal.
Well, it really is. And I think some of this, of course, Captain, is with an eye to the idea that the Trump administration will likely be coming to an end here, and a new Biden administration coming in. And so what this does, I think, number one, it addresses obviously a very real problem and very real issues. But at the same time, it's going to force Joe Biden, if he wants to take them off the list necessarily. I just think it will be a very bad political move for him because with everything swirling around about Biden and Hunter and China, suddenly if he looks like he's trying to put everything back to normal for China, it could play very badly for him with the American people.
Now, did you happen to see the vice president getting his shot yesterday along with the second lady?
Right, yeah, I saw a clip of that, exactly. Yeah, I rolled up a sleeve or I had a short sleeve shirt on, I think. But it wasn't a dress shirt. It was more casual, but he got his inoculation.
And who was the other one that got a shot? It was it the Army Surgeon General or the Surgeon General? Is that who it was?
The Surgeon General, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And
right.
Other congressional officials would have gotten those too.
Yeah, because I saw that and I was just wondering, but that's okay. All right, well, all right, fine. So we got that out of the way. Now, got to talk about Georgia some more here because Georgia may be, in fact, going a little bit blue. But yesterday, the Trafalgar polls came out. And this is the poll that was pretty much accurate all the way through the election cycle, both the primaries and the presidential election. They showed Kelly Loeffler up by 7 points over Mr. Warnock, the Reverend Warnock. And that means to me, that shows me that the Georgia people are understanding how radical this guy is, and with his beliefs. How could you be a minister with his beliefs? How could you be one?
Well, yeah, I've heard some of the clips of some of his orations, you know, from the pulpit, basically. But I think again, it's a values thing. Anything associated with socialism, Marxism, that kind of thing is just not going to play well. In fact, they've been trying to basically tar and feather Loeffler with this idea of being tied to Wall Street or this kind of thing. But goodness gracious me, when you have Jeremiah Wright, or, you know, you're sort of in that vein, That, I mean, I,
yeah, he was a protege of his.
Exactly. So now, I mean, that just doesn't really sit well with a lot of people because it just sounds divisive. It doesn't sound like everybody moving together in the same direction. It just sounds more and more hostile in that sense. And so, politically, that is. And I just think people, they're done with that. They don't hear it, and they're done.
And then the other race, Ossoff and Senator Perdue, he had a slight lead. He had just, for the first time, developed a slight lead in Georgia. But that's another one of those races where Ossoff is a committed, he's not a socialist. He's a committed communist.
What's happening, of course, it's getting easier and easier to sort of stand up, you know, or just be identified with this kind of thinking, and that it's just another day at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And what people are understanding here, I think, Captain, I hope that they really, that this really plays out in the election, is that it is so antithetical to our way of life, to our ability to provide, to our ability to move forward as a society. Somebody comes in with the same old tried and true failed lies that people like Stalin and Vladimir Lenin would do. It's just crazy time.
Well, I'm going to be getting a call from a GOP lawyer who's going to be on station in Georgia on Tuesday of next week to give us an idea of what's going on. And then that attorney will also be back with us on Friday to give us a better idea as we get very close to the election. So we're going to have people on the ground, boots on the ground, telling us about what's going on in Georgia to report to the whole country, I might add. And this Stacey Abrams thing, they're watching her very closely with her record 7.7 registered voters that she's brought in ahead of the runoffs, and all those absentee ballots too. They're watching her like a hawk, and I really think it's going to be difficult to put anything over on anybody this time.
Well, I certainly agree, absolutely. And of course, also, Captain, a lot of that's being played very similar to the way the polls were being played in the presidential election.
Yeah.
They serve the purpose also of trying to discourage people. Oh, she's got all these absentee ballots. Well, what difference does it make? It's a suppression tactic. And so don't fall for it.
Yeah, exactly. You need to vote. You Republicans up there need to vote. And it's traditional that the Republicans show up on the day of the election and they vote. That's what they do. And we'll see what happens. By the way, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has hinted at the fact that he's going to back the Electoral College challenge in the Senate. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. He's a new guy on the block, so, you know, he'll probably try to make some friends and neighbors in that one, although he'll probably alienate every Democrat. right?
No, well, absolutely. But again, the bedrock of our system, Captain, is that we have processes that we follow. And once we begin to really tear those down or just ignore them because of, well, it's about Trump or, you know, ridiculous excuses, then it cheapens everything and it makes it harder for everybody. But if we follow the processes, we have to have faith that those processes are gonna wind up at the very least doing the right thing, or at the very least making it such that we continue to be an orderly society.
And Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and his $419 million nonprofit contributions apparently improperly influenced the election. That's the charge that's been made. The investigation is on to see what it is that he did and whether or not it was legal or not.
Well, again, see, that goes my exact point. When things go out of kilter, the system and the process has to be able to bring it all back into alignment. And if something went wrong, I mean, what is the remedy of that? You know, you can't go back and change the election per se, but you can make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Yep, and hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, when we come back, we'll be back to check the Truckers Highway and Byway report. And I'm telling you, the weather, let's see, it may have changed a little bit. We'll let you know there have been a couple of minor changes in the weather from last hour to this hour. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in here, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. Get all those points that you can get for buying the fuel, buying the food, buying the supplies you need in the trucker store, and see what you can do to get more great stuff and save you some money, too, down the road. All right, we are going to rock, and here we go. after the AC/DC, it's called Let's Play Ball. And I'll tell you what, the boys are getting it done, getting it to it. And, you know, Kyle, that lead guitarist, it amazes me the positions he can play that guitar in.
I know. Well, you know, Captain, he makes it look easy, but it's not easy.
I guarantee it's not easy. Having been in a band a number of years ago, having had my own band back in high school, and we had jobs and this, that, and the other, but back then it was a little different era. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, I'm going to get to the national weather right now, and I'm going to read this statement and turn it loose to Kyle. A couple of frontal systems will pass through the Pacific Northwest through the weekend, bringing coastal and lower elevation rain, which may cause flooding, high elevation snow extending from the Cascades all the way to the Northern Rockies with a whole bunch of gusty winds. Winds are already out there, out in front of all this. And there will be some elevated fire weather conditions forecast along the Southern California border over into Texas, right along the border there through Saturday. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, up in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, we've got flood watches all throughout that area as we have a lot of rain coming in. We have a front coming in that area. Also, to the east over in Idaho on the radar, we're checking out, looks like some rain, but also snow there in the northern part of Idaho. Snow looks like outside of the Boise area right now as well. And at 4th of July pass, the reports of wet pavement, with a forecast of light snow, so I don't doubt that at all. So you've got a winter weather advisory through most of the middle of Idaho, as I said, down towards Boise. In Montana, high wind warning in the Helena, Great Falls area. Also, high wind watch in most of the northern part state of Montana tonight. High wind watch near Yellowstone National Park as we come down through Wyoming, through Casper, and then also, of course, Cheyenne and Laramie, high wind warnings there as well as winter weather advisories. And our friends in Denver also experiencing high wind watch tonight. Over in Utah, we've got an avalanche warning that continues this all the way down I-15, basically to the east of that, Salt Lake City, Provo, in that area.
And you said that included Park City, right?
That does include Park City.
Well, I got two friends that live in Park City, got places up there. One of them is Wayne Allen Root, and the other one's my attorney friend, Cynthia.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a buildup of snow that can happen over several days, and that's why they put that avalanche warning there because of the amount of snowfall. And then down in Arizona, we've got air quality alert near Phoenix and also down south of Tucson as well. But, Captain, in the Central Valley of California, we want to warn everybody on the road tonight on Highway 99 and also on I-5 in the Central Valley, Sacramento, all the way down towards Bakersfield. Dense fog advisory in Central Valley.
All right, well, let's go over to the east. We'll go upper Midwest to start with, halfway across Wisconsin tonight, all the way over to Green Bay, down towards Madison, and over just north of Milwaukee. You've got an area there of some light snow, driving conditions, and some of the roads are very slippy, so be careful there. And then, of all places, over there by Binghamton, over towards Elmira and over to the east, almost all the way to Poughkeepsie, you've got an area of freezing fog. On top of that, 41 inches of snow that they got through there, and that is going to just absolutely make life miserable on top of as bad as it was to begin with. Now, in southern Georgia, in particular from about Tifton over to Brunswick and down to Ocala, Florida, you've got freeze warnings to the north, stops about the Georgia line, and then you've got frost warnings down below all the way to Ocala right now. And that is what the weather looks like here right now. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we're going to talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. Now we'll go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I sent you a little message there because I'm beginning to wonder. A lot of people are asking me questions. Do you think that this is actually all Russia that's been doing this hacking, or could there possibly be some other countries involved? So I asked you the question, so, you know, your comment was such, but go ahead and repeat it.
Well, look,
I don't trust government, our own government, generally. And we have to question everything that they do and say. And I think that the statements that have been put out so far, if you look at them carefully, it's kind of like they're very measured words. And nobody likes to talk about cyber hacks because it shows their vulnerabilities. And they don't want to broadcast that. Having said that, I look at the cyber experts' summaries that are outside government because, you know, these guys are mostly just geeks and they're really kind of deep into their thing. And they're the ones that study and work at these things. And they see some very common signatures, some very common language or tactics that the Russians have used before. But they do say that this one's one of the more sophisticated ones, and they have not been able to determine the size and scope of this hack. Mm. So with that, what they have already seen before and some commonalities, pretty much everybody, every one of them are pointing to Russia.
Well, the Microsoft president spoke out and called this a moment of reckoning.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's definitely got everybody on their toes right now.
I think the former president of IBM was even, he's even looked at this and said, this one's going to be a very hard one to see how deeply buried into systems this thing really was, because it was good enough that they found it by accident. And I mentioned that on your show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people started looking, they were like, oh. And then they're trying to see how far and wide and deep it really is. Because remember I said there were, I think, SolarWinds has their system in 18,000 entities, not 18,000 users.
Right.
I mean, users could be in the hundreds of thousands.
Right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We are going to talk, for your information in the chat room, we are going to talk about Joe Biden. We're going to talk about Hunter. We're going to talk about the interview that he had and render a couple of opinions there. But then we're also going to talk about Iran, because there were some interesting satellite photos that came out yesterday about Iran and their nuclear underground facility. Whoa-oh. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.